GBC will tomorrow launch its 80th anniversary celebrations, dubbed 80 years of dependable broadcasting, evolved into the digital age. 2015 will be Radio Ghana's 80th anniversary and Ghana Television's 50th. Staff say they look forward to a grandiose celebration in spite of challenges some describe as necessities of life. Rebecca sampled thoughts of some staff of GBC. You will hear from one's experience during a military regime and what the current generation think about GBC.
My name is Emrika Yao Asante. I'm a service personnel at GBC Radio Newsroom.
What have been your experience working here at GBC?
I've learned a lot of things here. My experience here has been that it's not easy coming out with a news bulletin. People take it for granted, but it's actually a very, very tedious job. It's a very difficult job which requires time, patience, and concentration. If you lose focus for a minute, you can mess up the whole bulletin. That is one thing I've learned here.
And then for you as a service personnel, what would you say about GBC after 80 years? What is your assessment?
What I keep hearing is, why is GBC still running? I was told once that GBC can go off for a month and nobody would notice because nobody actually pays attention to GBC.
You think so?
I don't think so. But with people in my generational gap, a lot of people seem to think GBC is dead because there are problems we face day in and day out that seems to turn away our viewers and our audience.
But you think that GBC has a future?
GBC does have a future. GBC has a future. Compared to other radio stations, GBC might not come out with any news, but when it comes out with something, it's reliable.
31 years.
That's a long time to work.
Yes.
Talk to us about this 31 years. Mrs. Margaret Yewa.
I came to GBC in 1983, and I've been in the television newsroom. I was here when we celebrated our 50th anniversary, and that is 30 years for TV. I enjoy working. We started with the news when those days we used still pictures. It's not colored, and those who go on assignment, when they come, we have to type their stories. Sometimes they have to dictate it for us. I quite remember those days was the BNDC time. And sometimes they will be in the studio, and then when they come, they've already sent the bulletin. But one way or the other, someone will come, and then they have to dictate everything to you. So I enjoy working under that pressure without
any complaint.
No.
But this time,
I enjoy that. I enjoy working that way because it makes me smart. And sometimes, even when you are in the house and the assignment, we don't have a telephone like
now.
Maybe you've dressed up going to church, and then the news car will come that
you have to report.
You have to report to work, and then immediately wherever there was a time I left home, I was going to church. We have a program with the church. And they are all waiting for me. I was about to enter, and then I saw the news car with then Mr. Yao Jiepo, that the secretary who have to be on duty, all that, she was sick. So they picked me from there to the newsroom. Nobody knows in the house where I have gone to. They all thought I have gone to church because there's no telephone. There's no one to call or tell that I'm here or there. That was how we were working those days.
Then?
Yeah.
And now? Comparatively,
now things have changed for better.
So what will be your expectations going forward for GBC? GBC is knocking 80. What are your expectations for GBC? What would you like to see GBC look like, become?
Still, I'm in the newsroom, and then we have some little challenges. Sometimes things that we need to work with, the equipment, the SD card, and then a whole lot of. But I know so far as we are moving forward, things will change, and then we will get everything. Maybe if not everything, things that will help us to deliver what is expected from us. So if we have the equipment, that is all we need. To me, the equipment first, and then I know good things will follow.
I'm Rizmi Miotre. I came to GBC just this year. I did my attachment here, and then service was ready, and I had GBC, so I started my service this year. And working in GBC, it's okay. The people around, the workers, the managers, and those who are already working here are so nice, and then they try to teach you if you are ready to learn from them. So since I came here, I've learned so much, going on assignments, getting to meet people, trying to work in, and it's fun, and makes you smart and intelligent too. So being here is kind of what, let me say, somehow a dream come true. You want to be a journalist and you find yourself in GBC, getting posted here to do your national service. So it's kind of a dream come true, and I'm learning. I like the experience and the exposure too.
My name is Uchitewa, a national service person at GBC. Well, as usual, as a journalism student, sometimes what you do in the classroom is mostly a theoretical aspect. So when you are, you know, at GBC, it is an opportunity to do the practical work. And when I came, I've learned about their style of news presentation, how they pronounce their voice, and how they carry their news item, and learning to write your own report. I think that ever since I came, I've been able to know all these things, and it's very good for me that I can work in any media, I've thought.